Good morning and welcome to the Coffee and Cap Rates Podcast, your go-to source for New York City's latest commercial real estate insights. This program is brought to you by Ariel Property Advisors.
Hi, everybody. It's Shimon Shkuri with Ariel Property Advisors here with my founding partner, Mike Tortorici, together with Howard Raber, our Director of Sales in Manhattan. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Shimon?
Doing well. And Howard, I'm excited to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm happy to be here. Happy to talk.
Let's do it. We've seen a lackluster year in 2023 going into a better year, we think, in 2024. And the first thing that we notice is a lot less transactions in the multifamily sector. Howard, why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened there in 2023?
Sure. For multifamily, we did see major declines of about 64% in the amount spent, and about 31% decline in transactions over 2022. But what's interesting is that of all the transactions, 84% were spent on the larger deals, those that were 10 units and more, where you're looking at perhaps institutional type dollars or large family offices really spending more dollars in the marketplace looking for opportunity. You know, we saw an average price about $720 a square foot with an average cap rate of about 5.24. Notably, these are the highest levels in the past 4 years. Even though it's lower than where it was pre-pandemic, it is a cause for optimism looking ahead.
Well, especially with residential rents being at their highest level in a long time. And we're definitely seeing investors take that into account in their new underwriting. You're seeing more neighborhoods commanding triple-digit rent per square foot, which is reassuring for these prices.
Right. So what Mike is saying is strong fundamentals in addition to everything else that's happening there. And I'm wondering, you know, part of what we're seeing is that there's not enough supply of housing, and that trickles down to development sites throughout the city, but specifically in Manhattan. Mike, what are we seeing in the development market in Manhattan in 2023, and what do you think we're going to see moving forward?
2023 was a challenging market, again, for the development site market. The level of sales that we're seeing is essentially the lowest since, I believe, like 2011 or 2012. And 2022, 2021 weren't a whole lot better. That's regardless of the fact that the price per buildable square foot is also at levels, not inflation adjusted, that are on levels of 2011 and 2012. 2023 came in at $390 per buildable square foot on average. And that's, again, not with a whole lot of transactions. And this is definitely something when transactions pick up and the market's a little bit more optimistic, I could see this certainly snapping back up as we saw between 2014 and 2015. But right now, I'd say Manhattan development sites are on sale for developers that have a view that in a couple of years, with so little coming out of the ground and in production right now, there'll be a very healthy end user market to absorb that supply when the projects are completed. We just need to see more trades. And I think to start the year with some development opportunities that we have, we are seeing the beginnings of that optimism. We closed out the year, Howard closed out the year with a deal on West 30th Street. You could talk about that. We got good activity as well and successful result.
And I think to that point is that demand you're seeing for the Manhattan sites, they are really going to be condo type sites more than the rental. So the reliance on any type of 421A type abatement to come down the pike is not necessarily affecting the market where it's other factors, whether it's financing, labor costs, et cetera. But I think the lack of supply, as we look at down the road, is what's driving a lot of this interest.
So basically, if you have a good location, land is trading for condos mostly, and we're seeing it in things that we're marketing as well. I actually called Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute, talked to them about the office. They weren't available. Mike, what did you see in the office last year?
You know, people are trying to figure out, particularly with Class B and C, we have owners calling us regularly to game plan about what they do with these buildings. Vacancy remains a challenge. And not to be too dour, but I just think it's realistic. The long-term outlook for these buildings is to probably be torn down and placed with residential in a housing-constrained market. The city, I think, is starting to get that message. There's the Garment District Rezoning Initiative that's underway, and hopefully we make some strides there. But these Class B and Class C buildings, something needs to be done there. FAR caps need to be raised, and we need to convert them into high-performing residential areas like the rest of the city.
Yeah, we did see some transactions that took place from companies, right? Who was buying?
Well, you saw with the Wells Fargo is looking to buy their headquarters, you know, as an office property. You are seeing then even the retail sector, you know, where Prada comes in, you know, if they're seeing opportunity, while the bricks might be cheaper, it's optimistic to say, you know, we're having companies come into the market and they want to have their foothold here. So the fact is that you're not seeing these larger companies shy away from New York City. They actually want to come back and embrace it.
Right.
At the right location.
And the right building, right? It's not going to be these buildings that Mike is saying are going to be knocked down. These are going to be Class A office buildings. Wells Fargo bought in Hudson Yards. Google just converted the St. John's Terminal. They have two buildings that were purchased in the past 2 years by NYU. Enchente was buying a building. You mentioned Prada. Retail is doing better, I think. No, guys? What do you think retail is doing these days?
Location, location, location. And, you know, what it's attracting. I think we're seeing a lot of interest in the more local market where rent is replaceable. So if you're talking about neighborhood retail where it's $100 a square foot and you can actually then replace that tenant if they go under and the banks believe in that tenant, I think you'll see more attraction in deals like that. You are seeing an uptick in the Soho Madison Avenue market, but I think there's a lot more comfort knowing that you can replace a tenant.
Just to build on Howard's point, Soho and Prime Midtown, those have seen some real significant rebounds. It's case by case in other areas of the city, but particularly lower Manhattan shopping destinations, there's a ton of demand there. A lot of name brands looking, signing very strong leases, and it's nice to see after all the disruption that COVID caused.
Fantastic. So what's happening the rest of the year, in your opinion? Where are we in 2024, Mike?
I think we're doing better. I think the fundamentals of New York are good. Manhattan and New York as a whole is underbuilding chronically, and that should spell some, you know, better pricing for multifamily as rents go up and rates come down, and a more optimistic development market as people can take on deals with lower interest rates and take advantage of our supply-demand imbalance. I mean, the fundamentals, I think, will ultimately reign because people want to live here, people want to move here, and we need a lot of space, and our market just needs to make room for it.
Howard?
I think I would agree with all that. I think on the multifamily front, you know, I think there's going to be more optimism this year only because there wasn't a lot of spending last year. So investors that have long-term views on the market, they're going to be looking to place that capital. And anecdotally, they are out there looking now, right? They want to be active. There is a little comfort knowing that the interest rates aren't going to go up necessarily. So they're hoping that the worst is behind us in that regard. So I think people are feeling a little bit better about this year as we go forward.
And the other thing I would just add to that is I think some things in the multifamily market were held up by the pending decisions on the Supreme Court, the two cases that were left over that last week were denied. With those now not being taken up and the current HSTPA going to be standing for the foreseeable future, it may result in some more rent stabilized multifamily transactions by people that were looking to see the result of that, now understand that nothing's changing and now may make a decision to part ways with assets that they have.
Fantastic. So more optimism towards 2024, more transactions and probably stabilizing in pricing. That's good news, I guess, for New York City. And for Manhattan specifically. Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you so much, Howard. That concludes our podcast for today.
All right.
Thank you.